So we are up to the next part of the Siddur, which is the Bracha of Elokai Neshama. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Samech, all Birchas HaShachar really found in Brachos Daf Samech, Amud Beis. So the Gemara tells us that the first Bracha we should recite in the morning is the Bracha of Elokai Neshama Shnasata Bi Tahora. And the Gemara is listing all the different Birchas HaShachar in their order, as one would do in the morning. And in the order of the Gemara, the first Bracha is Elokai Neshama, and the last Bracha is Al Ntila Sedayim, before Mavir Shena. But as we discussed when we discussed Moda'ani, that the Rishonim, the Avudraham, the Shiloh Yalaket, all the Rishonim cite a tshuva of Rav Nochornai Gaon, one of the Gaonim, who said that we cannot make these brachas in order as if we're corresponding to our actions, because we have Yadayim Askanios, our hands are not clean, and therefore we push Elokai Neshama till after we do Natilas Adayim, and in that place we say Moda'ani. Moda'ani is really a miniature form of Elokai Neshama, which I think we discussed in the first shiur. The Vilna Gaon, in his comments in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalet, say that Asher Yatzar was a tefillah, that Asher Yatzar was a tefillah that was enacted for the guf and the Elokai Neshama is a tefillah for the neshama. When we say the bracha of Elokai Neshama, we're talking about one thing only, and that is our neshama, the spiritual reality that runs our body. And perhaps we can suggest in the days of Chazal, people were holier, and therefore they focused on the neshama. So they began their day with Elokai Neshama. But we, in Yerida Sadoros, in a lower generation, we are not in such a level to only think about our neshama. We also think about our guf, and therefore we begin our morning by saying Moda'ani. The Sefer Kol Mevaser is a collection of sayings, Divrei Torah, from Rav Simcha Bonova Peshischa. So in the Sefer Kol Mevaser, he explained that we recite Elokai Neshama before Birchas HaTorah, because at night we return our neshama to Hashem, and He returns it to us in the morning. And it's proper derech eretz to bless Hashem to give us back our neshama. And Rav Simcha Bonova Peshischa says, we recite Elokai Neshama first because derech eretz kadma l'Torah. That it's a good derech eretz. Before you talk about Torah, you have to have good midos. And good midos begin by saying Elokai, neshama in the morning, to have a karas hatov to Hashem, that He gave you back your neshama. Just, I'm very fond of a beautiful vort from the Sfas Emes. It already passed this week's, Shabbos, but the Sfas Emes likes to say that the Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shuva. What's the Shabbos for Shavuos? And the Sfas Emes would say that the Shabbos for Shavuos is Shabbos Derech Eretz, because Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. You need to work on Derech Eretz before you're able to be Mekabel the Torah. So let's address the first question of Elokai Neshama, which is, how come it doesn't begin with a Baruch? Why don't we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Neshama Shenasata Bi? Why don't we begin that way? So there are three answers. The Tshuva Sarash says that you should not have a hefsek. You shouldn't have a break between Asher Yasar and Elokai Neshama, because it's what we call Samach L'Chaberza. There are two brachos that really go together. And therefore, the Baruch Atah Hashem of Asher Yatzar is really covering going into Elokai Neshama. And it includes it there as well. And this seems to be the opinion of many men in Rishonim. The only issue is that we just said in the Gemara puts Elokai Neshama before Asher Yatzar. So there was never an intention when Chazal made the bracha that there should be a Baruch Atah Hashem before Elokai Neshama, because in Chazal's vision, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yatzar is really supposed to go after Elokai Neshama. So that approach is difficult. The second approach is the Meiri. The Meiri and the Ra'ah and Bracha say that Elokai Neshama comes first, and it's considered Samach L'Chaverta because it's connected to a bracha you made beforehand. What bracha you made beforehand? So they have a beautiful pshat. The Rishonim say it connects to Hamapil. When you went to bed at night, you asked Hashem to return your neshama to you in the morning, and therefore when you say Elokai Neshama, when you say Elokai Neshama in that at that time, so then when you say Elokai Neshama at that time, so then the you're going to be really going back on the bracha of Hamapil. You're going back on the bracha of what you said when you went to bed at night. And the Tosfos HaRosh quotes this in the name of the Ravid. The Avudraham thinks that's also a bit of a stretch, because, come on, you went to sleep in the middle. What does that mean? It's connecting to Hamapil. So again, reason number two is also difficult. The Tosus in Brachos Daf Yedalid cites Rabbeinu Tam, who says the reason Elokai Neshama doesn't open with Baruch is because it's a Birchas Hoda. It's a blessing of thanks. And Birchas Hoda, Birchas Shevach V'Hoda, don't begin with thank you, by saying Baruch. And this is also the opinion of many Rishonim as well. We actually see this in the Bracha of Modim. The Bracha of Modim does not begin with Baruch. It's a very chashav Bracha, it's a very important Bracha, but it doesn't begin with Baruch. When we give thanks, you should begin with a statement of thanks, and then praise Hashem. When you're giving thanks to Hashem, you shouldn't first talk about, you know, praising Hashem. First, you should give the thanks, and then praise Hashem. And therefore, Birchas Hoda, Brachas of thanking, do not begin with Baruch. So those are the three approaches. Now, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Vav say that the halacha follows the Bali Atosos, and therefore, one does not have to say Elokai Neshama immediately after Asher Yatzar in order to connect the two brachas. If you have a siddur in front of you, there's probably differences of opinion, unless you all have art scroll. If you all have art scroll, you're all going to say the same thing. But if you have different siddurim in front of you, you'll note that some siddurim have Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar, and some don't. Well, the reason is this, because of this machlokas. Do we have to connect Elokai Neshama to Asher Yatzar? If that's the case, then it'll have it following. If not, if it should be the first thing, it'll be before Asher Yatzar. Or it'll be later on or after before Asher Yatzar. The order of Elokai Neshama comes first in the Bahag, the Rif, and the Rambam. And based on the above, it would appear that you don't have to connect Asher Yatzar to Elokai Neshama. But the Arizal and the Shara Kavanu says you should connect it, and this is accepted by most Achronim. The Lavush, the Magen Avraham, the Mishabur all say that Mikra Adin, you don't have to have Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar, but Lechatchil you should. And therefore, I would recommend that whatever your Siddurim say, you should say Asher Yatzar, and then make a note to say right afterwards Elokai Neshama. That is the most Lechatchil way to have the Brachos set up. Okay, we haven't even explained anything yet, but just one more point. And that is, for those who understand that this is a bracha of thanking Hashem, we see the central idea is Moda Anu L'Fanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai, that we're thanking Hashem. And this is really the nekuda we want to focus on in this bracha. The beginning of the bracha is meant to get us to the central point of Kol Zman Sh'Neshama Bikiri Moda Anu L'Fanecha. We are thanking Hashem for returning our neshama to the body so we can live. That is what it is about. That is the central theme. In the version of the Gaonim, in their Siddurim, it says, V'ata nestalta mimeni v'ata lahachazarta bi. Actually, just realize I have a Mar Makom sheet. Let me just send that out for a moment. Just pause for a second. Okay. There we go. So, in the version of the Gaonim, it says V'ata netalta mimeni V'ata hachazarta bi. According to this, the thanks is clearly going on the returning of the neshama, that you took the neshama from me and that you gave it back to me in the morning. However, our nusach doesn't say that explicitly. Our nusach doesn't say that very clearly. Yet it is clear that this is the kavana of the bracha and that our neshama continues to exist within us. Now, this has one nafkamina lahalacha, and that is the Yushalmi and Brachos and Perek Dalet, and the Medrash on Tehillim Perek Yud Zayin says that when you get up in the morning, you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMesim. But we don't do that. We don't say that. We save that till Shmona Esrei. The Pri Chadash in Siman Mem Vav says that this can be set in place of Elokai Neshama, which ends with Hamachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Mesim. Therefore, if you say Mechai Mesim in Shachris, you are Yosei the Bracha of Elokai Neshama, which is wild. Meaning, if you forget to say Elokai Neshama in the morning, and you daven Shmona Esrei and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMesim, you fulfilled the inyan of saying Elokai Neshama. And then he goes on to say that if you didn't say it, that not only that does it fulfill it, but you can't say Elokai Neshama if you daven Shmona Esrei already, because it would be a bracha levatala. The Gemara in Brachos says, in Daphne and Zion, that sleep is a 60th of death. You can't have both intentions, same bracha. You can't be talking about one for Tzchias HaMesim. You can have both intentions for one bracha. The bracha can be talking about Tzchias HaMesim. It can also be talking about having a neshama back in the morning. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Vav, Yud Beis, notes this point, and he cites the Shaarei Teshuvah. The Shaarei Teshuvah argues that this bracha is thanking for the present time when we have our neshama. It's not talking about Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Aruch HaShulchan defends this. I brought the short version over there in the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says that it's possible to have both kavanos at the end of the day. Okay, let's get into the words of the bracha itself. Let's go piece by piece. The first thing you need to know is that you must take a breath in between two very important words. The Avudraham says that you must pause between the words Elokai and Neshama. It is not Elokai Neshama. We say it because that's just how it rolls off the tongue. But you must pause, because if you don't, what are you saying? You're saying Elokai Neshama, Hashem is my soul, which is Kfira, which is heresy. That's what we call something like pantheism. We don't believe in that. Your soul is not Hashem. And therefore, that's a very big problem. So the Rama quotes this in the Darkei Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah brings this as well in Siman Mem Vav. So you should have a nice big line in between the words Elokai and Neshama. Elokai, Hashem. Neshama shenasata bi. The Neshama that you gave me. It's not Elokai Neshama. Okay? That's point number one. Let's move on now to Neshama shenasata bi. The bracha contains praise for the very reality of the Neshama. It is a living godly soul that is given to man. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So the Ibn Ezra, not the Ibn Ezra, the Miyuchas Ibn Ezra, the parish that we think might be the Ibn Ezra's on Mishlei, says that the Neshama is inside a person's body, and it says it's near the head. There's a big discussion where the Neshama sits in the body. Is it? We often like point to our hearts, but it could be the Neshama is in our head. It's not clear exactly where the Neshama is, but it's this Nefesh, the Neshama, that radiates throughout the body. In this bracha, we highlight that the Neshama is not something finite like other parts of creation. The Neshama is eternal. It has existed before creation. Even greater, it is a Chelek Eloka Mimal. It is a godly thing that is in our body that has come from the Kisei HaKavod, created even before the Malachim. Look at the Bracious Rabbah. The Medrash and Bracious Rabbah Aleph says, Ha'avos v'Yisrael beis ha'migdash v'shmo shal Mashiach alu b'machshav l'brios. The Avos, Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, B'nei Yisrael, the beis ha'migdash, and the name of Mashiach were already planned before creation. Machshavasan shal Yisrael kadma l'chol davar. But the plan of the Jewish people predated everything. It was the first thing Hashem had in mind, whatever that means. What do we see? That your neshama, you, were so close to Hashem, that was the first thing he thought of when he wanted to make the world. The Rishonim understand from the language of this bracha how intrinsic belief in the neshama is. The neshama is not like a mushel, it's not a warm idea. Oh, we have like a neshama inside us, we have a soul, it's very nice, it makes us feel good. Or it's not a representation of something else. The Kuzari learns from here that all inhabitants of this world must know the concept of a nefesh, that we have a godly battery inside of us that is running the show. I'll just quote for you from the Drushos of the Ma'ari Mintz. The Ma'ari Mintz lived in the days of the Rama. So this is the opening to Drush Beis. I think I brought it on the source sheet for you. He says, Mehapinos Haikarios, the central point, Umisharsha Ha'esodus Haroshim Shaltara Seinu HaKadosha, and a foundational belief of our Torah is who? La'min Bemunas Omen, with sincere knowledge and belief, Shehanefesh Hamaskelas Asher Ba'adam Hi Etzem Nivdal, that you have a neshama in your body, and it is something separate from your physical body. Omeid Ba'atzmo, it exists by itself, Vahe'alam Mitzius Ruchani Terem Nizraka Beguf, and it existed in a reality before it was thrown into your body. V'davar Zem Akobo L'Chazal, this is accepted by Chazal, Umaforsem B'munasenu, it is famous, it is well known in amongst our nation, K'mosh Sidru Misakni Hatzfilos, as we say, Elokai, Neshama Shnasata B'Tahorahi. That it's an ikar of Amunah to believe that you have a Neshama, that it comes from a godly place and it's not part of your physical body. The Tanya says the same thing in Perachav Tes, V'al Nefesh Elokis Shabo Ne'amar, regarding of the divine soul, it says, Neshama Shnasata Bi Tahorahi, that there's something separate from the body. Shnasata Bi Daika, that it has been given to me specifically, Miklal Sha'adam Atzma Eina HaNeshama Tahorah, that your Neshama is not your guf. It is ikare amuna. You must believe that there is a different reality, that is your neshama, that exists inside your body, but it's not your body. It's a chelek of Hashem that was implanted there. Okay, let's move on. Next line. Neshama shenasata bi tahora. The statement that the neshama is tahora, is pure, is found in a number of places in Chazal. The Gemara Bracha says, our neshama praises Hashem. That's why we say barachi nafshi, because Hashem is tahor, Hashem is pure, and the neshama is tahora, and the neshama is pure as well. The Gemara Nida Daf Lamed says, Umahi hashvua shemashbiyan oso tiyat sadik v'altiya rasha. When the neshama comes into this world, the malach makes it take an oath. And it says, you should be a tzaddik v'alti rasha, don't be evil. V'afilu kol ha'olam kula omrim lecha tzaddik ata yabeinecha k'rasha. And if everyone says you're a big tzaddik, you should view yourself as a rasha. You should have a sense of humility. V'avayodea she'kadosh baruch hu tohor misharsav tohorim. And you should know that a kadosh baruch hu is pure and his malachim are pure. V'neshama shenasan b'cha tahor, and the neshama that he's giving you is pure. This is the pep talk, the shmooze that your neshama gets when it comes into this world. Imata mishamra b'tahara mutav, and if you preserve it in its purity, that is good. V'imlav hareini notes of imcha, but if not, I will take it back from you. So we have this idea that the neshama is tahor, it is pure. Rabbeinu Manoach is one of the commentaries on the Rambam. When the Rambam brings the bracha of Elokai Neshama in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Zayin, in Halacha Gimel, so Rabbeinu Manoach writes, this is on the page of the Rambam, he says, She'afa pi shehi mishtatefes im haguf, even though it is part of the body, he tahor, it is pure. Shelo yishtiguha echad mimikre haguf, that the body never impacts the neshama, it never touches it or sullies the neshama in any way. Your neshama remains pure. Now, Tahorahi. In some nuschos, I think everybody here, is everybody here Ashkenaz? I don't remember. So, in some nuschos, it says Tahorahi. By Ashkenazim and Nusach Svard, it says Tahorahi. This is based on the Rif. Svardim do not have the word he. It just says Elokai Neshama Shnasata Bi Tahora. Like the Gemara and Bracha says, and the Rush and the Rambam and the Avodraham say. Why? Well, the difference is, well, many Achronim point out that there are supposed to be 47 words in the Bracha Pi Kabbalah, and if you add the word hey, it makes it 48. So they don't want to add the word hey. The word he, that's a problem. However, the reason why many of us do add the word he, Tahorah he, it is not that it was given when it was Torah, but presently, it is still Torah, it is still pure. After we sin, a person may say that the Neshama loses some of its purity. But the version of Tahorah he implies that even after the neshama is given to the guf, the neshama itself is never tarnished. Your neshama remains perfect. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Tzidkas HaTzadik, in Os Kuf Tzadivav 196, Ula Hashem Yisparach mitzad ha-neshama shemitachas kisei ha-kavod. Hashem, who gave us our neshama from underneath the kisei ha-kavod, v'lechein amru neshama shenasata bi tahora. We say that it is presently tahora. Why? Desham ein shayach kilkol ki hu chelak eloka. Your neshama can never be damaged because it is a chelak, it comes from Hashem, and it is perfect in every way. He repeats this in the Pritzadik and Bracious Ostes Vav. And this point, that there's nekuda tahora, a pure part of your neshama inside every Jew, that can never be damaged, is the yesod that runs throughout the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes talks about this all the time. Let's give you one piece. The Sfas Emes in Chanukah, in Year Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. So he writes as follows. He says, Ki inyan ha-mishkan u-beis ha-migdash nimsa b'chol ish v'Yisrael, gam kein ki inyan v'shachanti b'socham. That just like Hashem rests in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, so too Hashem rests with you. U'kefi ma shemevara adam etzlo ki kol ha-chayos shemeh neshama shomrim kol ha-yom neshama shenasata bi tahora. We say that neshama is tahora. Ha-neshiyesh nekuda echa tahora. There's a place in your neshama that is 100% pure, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you eat, no matter what you look at, no matter what you do with your body, it will remain pure no matter what. B'chol ish Yisrael. Rakshin nisteras v'gnuz of emes, but it's covered up and it cannot always be accessed. But the neshama will remain tahor, or at least a portion of the neshama will remain perfect and untouched no matter what. Okay. Then we say, Atavarasa, Atayatsarta, Atanafachtabi. Obviously, there's a repetition of threes here. That's very clear. So what's going on here by saying that the neshama is bara, yatsar, and nafach? So the expression yatsarta nafachta barasa shows us the complexity of the neshama in that it contains different, obviously, states of its creation. The Avudraham and the Rokeach note that we find the expression of atabarasa in Bereshis, in Perak Aleph, as it says, Vayivra Elokim es Adam, Hashem created man. And if you go to Perak Beis, look at what it says. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, Yitzarta, Afar min Adama, Vayipach Ba'apav, and he blew into his nose, Nishmas Chayim, Vayadam L'nefesh Chaya. So we see all the expressions of creation, of Bria, Yitzira, and Nafcha, appear in Elokai Neshama. Okay. That tells us the source, but what are we getting at over here? So the Tzlach, the Nodz Bihuda, in his Perush on Brachos explains, based on the Ramban in Breishis, that Bria means Yesh Me'ayin. Yitzira means that there is a Tzura, that there's a form given to what was created Yesh Me'ayin. And originally the Neshamas were made Yesh Me'ayin, and this is Atabarasa, and then the Tzura was made from Bria, and this is Atayasarta. The Maharsha says it corresponds to Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, the three different parts of the Neshama. But really, let's focus on the Arizal. The Arizal really brings a lot of this to light and really makes a lot of these things much more clear at the end of the day. The Arizal says there are, in fact, four levels going on over here. The first is Tahora. Now, just before I start that, let me just give a quick background to some concepts regarding the four worlds of creation. There are four realms that we find discussed in Bria Sa'olam. There's the Olam Ha'atzilus, there's the Olam Ha'Bria, there's the Olam Ha'Yetzira, and the Olam Ha'Asiya. I'm going to give a mashal to explain what this means without going too deep into the woods here. Atzilus is the realm in which Hashem, Kaviyachla, whatever this means, had the thought to create the world, to create something. Lamashal, a person wants to build a table. I have an idea. That's Atzilus. Bria is what we'll call the area of Yesh Me'ayin, where obviously we can't do this as people, but Hashem created the matter, the atoms, the building blocks of creation to allow matter to exist. There's no corresponding mashal in our case for us. Yitzira is when Hashem took the building blocks of creation and then formed it into matter. Formed into something that could be, that we could hold and touch and move. That's Yitzira. That's, for example, a piece of wood. A person says they want to build a table, so they go and they take wood and they find wood to make the table. And then the final realm, coming from the upper realms down to this world, is the Olam Ha'asiya, where something becomes an actual product, a final product. And that is, l'mashal, a person makes the table at the end of the day. And everything I just said is a gross overview and a very, very crude explanation of what's going on. But this is the basics of what's going on in the Kabbalah of the Arizal and Machshava. Okay? Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and then Asiya. So the Arizal points out, and Rav Schwab touches upon this in his book on prayer. He doesn't say it's the Arizal, but this is where it comes from. And he explains as follows. The Neshama is Tahora. That's the Olam Ha'atzilus. That's where the Neshama comes from. It's the realm where the concept and the idea originates. Then the Neshama comes into the Olam Ha'Bria, Atabarasa. That's the Chilk of the Neshama of the Olam Ha'Bria, which is the realm of Yesh Me'ayin, where matter and building blocks of the universe are formed. And then the neshama goes down to another level. That's Atayitzarta. That's the realm of Ruach, the Olam Hayitzira, where the building blocks are formed to something of substance and material. The neshama undergoes another process. So Schwab points out that there's a very profound idea over here in the lesson that your neshama is created uniquely. Your neshama was not just made in a factory, you know, being pressing out, you know, 1,000 neshamas every single day, getting it ready to go down to this world. Every neshama is handcrafted, lovingly put together by Hashem, and that tells you something very important, that you are made and designed with purpose, specificity, and love by Hashem. Each one of us is a special creation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't just send down a mass-produced amount of neshama to this world, but you are a unique yitzira, and you have a role in this world, and a purpose in this world, and Hashem wants you in this world for a reason. The last is Atah Nefachta Bi, and that's the nefesh, which is the Olam HaAsiya, the realm of the final product, where the table is finally created, and all the pieces together create the neshama. So when you say those four stages, Tahora, Barasa, Yitzart, and Nefachta Bi, you should have in mind the idea that the neshama has undergone a process of getting down to this world and coming into your body. The Rokeach explains the phrase V'yata Meshamer Bekirbi is based on Eov. It says, U'pekutascha Shamra Ruchi, my spirit is submitted to your guardian, so to speak. Rav Yaakov Emden explains that the neshama is spiritual and heavenly thing, and the body is physical. It's chomri. It shouldn't exist. They shouldn't be able to mix together. And if it was not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama and the guf would separate naturally. They couldn't mix together. And that's what it means, that it is Meshamra Bekiri. Hashem, you make sure that my neshama, which really has no reason to be in my body, no logical reason, you make sure it stays there. Okay. Let's come down to the last three lines of the bracha. V'yata asid litla mimeni ulahachzira bila asid lavo. It is true, as we said, that the bracha of Elokai neshama is about getting our neshama back in the morning. Nevertheless, we clearly make mention of Tchiyas HaNesem. By observing the return of the neshama in the morning, it teaches us emuna about Tchiyas HaNesem. So this is a Brachus Rabba. The Medrash says in Brachus Rabba Ayin Ches, Chadashim Levkarim Rabba Emuna Secha. Right? That Hashem is Mechadesh, He renews us every morning, shows His great faith. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Al she'ata mechadshenu b'chaboker, from the fact that you renew us every morning u'baboker, on yodim we know, shemunascha rabba l'chayos lanu es ha'mesim. That shows us that there'll be tchiyas ha'mesim at the end of the day. If Hashem takes the neshama from us and gives us back in the morning, that teaches us the reality that there'll be also a time where neshamas are returned back to us at the end of the day. The simple understanding is to express the chashivas of the neshama and our feelings of thanks for the life that we are given. And therefore we say that the neshama is tahora always, and the only thing that will exist for us in the future is our neshama by Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rabbeinu Manoach writes in the Rambam, he continues, and he says that Chazal saw a special significance in strengthening our amun in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why here? He says, V'zeh chesed gadol imanu, it was a great kindness. What are we doing here? What's the purpose of this world? This world is filled with hevel, meaningless, it's physical, there's such silly things in this world. What's the purpose of being here? Ki chai olam ze hevel. This whole world is a waste. What's the difference between me and a dog, me and a cat, me and a cow, if I'm not going to come back for a higher purpose? What's the difference? We're no different than an animal. And therefore, when we say Elokai Neshama, what we're saying is, Hashem, there's a greater purpose in this world. There's more for us to be demanded of here. We have what to accomplish. There's going to be Olam Haba. There's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. This world is so finite. It's so silly. It's so superficial. There's going to be more for us later on. And our job here is to make the most of the time here to make sure we get by Tchiyas HaMeisim later on. The Tanya says the same thing in Perek Mem Aleph, and he says that this reality demands of us to serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, right? From the fact that Hashem is Moser, He takes our neshama and gives us back to us, shows us how fragile our neshama is being, how much we have to push ourselves to give us our best in this world. Let's come down to the final lines. Kol zman she'neshama bikirmi, bikirbi modani l'fanecha. As long as the neshama is inside of me, I thank Hashem. In general, we find that Avodas Hashem is Hodah, is that we are thanking Hashem for the life we have. The Korban Todah, the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, is brought when a person's life is in danger. The Gemara in Brachos says there are four types of people who need to thank them. Thank Hashem when you're given life. In Modim we say, Al Chayinu HaMisrim Yadecha, Ve'al Chayim HaYoduchas, Ve'kol HaChayim Yoduchas Ela, Al Shechesan V'kiyam Tanu. We're constantly thanking Hashem for life. In the Birchas Hodah, benching, we talk about Chaim as well. And we talk about it all the time, that life and existence need thanks. We talk about All the time we talk about life and thanks over and over and over again. And the very life we have is something that's amazing. It is a gift that everyone has, and no one is ever in a position where they don't have to give thanks for the life they have. Nobody can ever say, oh, I earned this. I deserve this. I don't have to thank Hashem for the life, the living reality I have. Of course you do. The more gifts you get, then the more thanks you have to give. But thanking Hashem for life itself is the basis of everything. And therefore we say, Kozman Shenashama Bikirbi Modeli Fanecha. As long as I'm running, and long as the batteries are working inside of me, I got to thank Hashem, no matter what. No matter how difficult the day is, no matter what the stresses are, no matter the pain and the suffering, as long as the neshama is running inside of me, I must thank Hashem for that life. Let's just end with the final statement. Hamachazir neshamos lifgarim esim. And the Avu Draham explains that lifgarim means a corpse. The Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. And that's what we're saying, Hashem, that our corpses, so to speak, our bodies, which are almost, not almost, but you know, have a taste of death when we go to sleep, that you have returned the neshama lifgarim mesim. Now, you'll ask yourself, that seems to be repetitive. If it's a corpse, then obviously it is mesim. So what are we talking about, right? Lifgarim mesim. It should have just said, hamachazir neshamos lifgarim, who returns the neshama to our corpse, or hamachazir neshamos lemesim. What's going on over here? So the Sefer Tzelusa d'Avraham. Tzelusa d'Avraham is a perish on the Siddur written by Talmud Chacham in the 1800s. It is a very popular Sefer that Rabbi Soloveitchik would use often. Rosh Hashra quotes from it often. So he explains that in Malachim Beis Perek Yates, it uses the expression Pgarim Mesim, and it means corpses when describing the defeat of the army of Sancheirev by the Malachim of Hashem. We all know the story. I shouldn't have to repeat it. But Sancheirev's army surrounding Yerushalayim, there's a plague, they're wiped out, and the Malachim come and wipe them and kill them. Now, it describes the corpses as Pgarim Mesim. So he says, this is difficult. We're not actually corpses. We haven't lost all of our life. Therefore, he says that Pgarim can mean tired or exhausted. And instead, we are saying that our bodies are tired as if we're dead, as the expression, dead, tired. We are exhausted, and this is found in the Sefer HaAruch, who understands the entry of Pei Gimel Reish, Shorish Pei Gimel Reish, to mean exhausted or tired. And he cites the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, which refers to the day that the students of the Beis Medrash were lazy, as Yoma Demipagre Bei Rabbanan. The days that the students were Mipagre, they were tired. And therefore, what we're saying is HaMachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Esim, who returns the neshama to our tired bodies. Now, obviously there's a reference back to Chiyas Amazim, but I think it's a quite profound understanding. I think we can all relate to being tired in the morning and saying Birchas HaShachar in an exhausted, sleepy way. And what a beautiful thing just to think about for a moment. Hamachazir neshamos lefkarim esim. Hashem, I know I'm tired. And I know I want to crawl back into bed, but you know what? I have a neshama. And I'm ready to start the day. And I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to serve Hashem and do the best I can. Even though I'm tired, I have what to accomplish, and there's what to do in the ensuing day that I have that Hashem has given me. Okay, we will end here, and everyone should have a wonderful Shavuos. And if everything goes accordingly, we should meet next week. It could be. One second, let me just turn this off.